My dad was traveling.
I was living in Dallas.
My dad and I never really had a great, great relationship growing up.
We had had 6 months, probably like the biggest span of time away from each other.
We were both sort of quiet to each other. We never expressed like love. We mostly expressed like anger and like resentment.
That was probably the only time that we actually didn't talk.
Yeah, we weren't talking at this point at all.
We did have a loving relationship. It's just we weren't able to vocalize it.
I was sleeping with somebody.
And so I wrote him this email.
I was very, very unsure about you.
And then he responded with...
And you said, I'm going to come down. I want to come and see you.
He said, hi, Dan. What took you so long?
We slept with each other. Whatever. You go back.
Please know that the measure of a person is the positive difference they can make in the lives they touch and not who they bed with.
2 weeks later, I hadn't had my period, and all of a sudden I realized I was pregnant.
I can imagine how difficult it was to come to grips with the reality of who you are.
And it wasn't yours whenever I did the math, but you were the first person I called.
You are a talented, caring, gifted person.
You got on a plane right away, and you came down and you stayed with me for 2 weeks.
Whose sexual preference does not even enter into that equation of life.
You held my hair back when I was throwing up.
I will not say I still love you.
It wasn't even yours.
As that would mean a break that I would have had made a decision to or not to.
And that was the moment when I was like,
but no, I always love you.
He would do anything for me. It doesn't matter if we haven't seen each other.
And that shows the strength and character that you have developed through it all.
I love you so much, babe.
Love, Dad.
My name's Nico Tortorella. Listen to my podcast called The Love Bomb, where we celebrate love. Right here, every Tuesday on At Will Radio.